Fond memories of radio shows. More memories of radio have been flooding in from readers, including Sheila Garner. She said, "I enjoy listening to the radio and recall when I was young going on my bike to the next village to collect the accumulator acid batteries which powered our large radio. We did not have much money but always bought top of the range radios. Now we have a radio in every room of the house. I still listen to the Archers and have the radio on most of the day." Another reader, Margaret, remembers listening to Round the Horn and Radio Sitcom and The Navy Lark. Ganesh Vangadesalam said, "Radio has a special place in his heart," adding, "Radio taught me the English language. I am a lifelong listener of BBC World Service and I treat radio as my library. Currently, I use a Sony World Band receiver and it comes with me wherever I travel abroad. As a passion, I collect old radios, renovate them and give them to people who do not have radios, especially in my village in India." Colin Parfitt, born in 1942, enjoyed programmes such as Journey into Space and Dick Barton Special Agent. He said, "My childhood from late 40s until mid 50s was spent listening to the radio, which was the prime source of entertainment. Of course, the main ingredient in these days was your own imagination. Sadly, today's TV sometimes leaves very little to the imagination."